Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We continue to discover new technology companies in our state that are focusing on niche markets ignored by the bigger players. And here's another one. Our next guest thought that Clemson football fans buying their tickets online ought to be able to pick their seats based on preferences such as shade, who's sitting next to them, and for traveling fans to learn more about the area. And his success with Clemson has encouraged him to now take his platform to more teams around the country. Harold Hughes is founder and CEO of Bandwagon, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Harold, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So give us a brief history and overview here of this idea of yours.
Absolutely. I was pursuing my MBA in 2014 at Clemson University right here in Greenville, and some fraternity brothers of mine were trying to figure out the best way to go to an Ole Miss football game. But we had a big problem on our hands. We had Clemson tickets for that same weekend that we needed to sell. We had to make enough money on the sale to cover the entire trip, and we wanted to make sure that the people sitting in the seats were Clemson fans. And so when we looked at the different options that are on the marketplace, we found that that was a big dilemma. We couldn't figure out a way to do it. So we ended up not pulling that off, but I ended up making a big pivot in my MBA decision and decided to start Bandwagon.
Okay, and so how do you make it work?
We take a lot of data points. Part of that is all survey provided from some of our strategic technology partners. So we aren't asking fans to create this information. So you as a fan would go on and list your ticket. And when you list your ticket, all you have to do is put the section and the row or the seat and just the ticket information. You don't have to say if there's sun or shade. You don't have to say if it's family friendly. You just put that information. And we take all the background data that we have on the demographics of that stadium and then assign that so that when a buyer goes to the website, they're able to simply select your seat and understand a little bit about it that you probably wouldn't be able to perform or provide as the seller. So that's how we are allowed to do it. We're basically taking all the data points that we collect through working with schools, through working with technology partners, and assign that to the various tickets that are listed on our site.
And so it sounds like that your revenues are coming from a share of the ticket when it is sold.
Correct. Different from other platforms, we actually have a flat rate seller fee. So as the ticket price goes up, we're seeing that more and more of the better tickets are being listed on our site because we have a flat rate seller fee, whereas on the buyer side, there's a percentage base. So it's anywhere between 10 and 20%, which is still below the industry average. So as we know, online shoppers are very familiar with putting something in their cart and it being slightly higher at checkout due to taxes or shipping or anything like that, a transaction fee. And so that's where we make most of our money now, is on that transaction fee from ticketing, both the buyer and seller. But we also have avenues built into our platform to monetize ad revenue as well as partnerships with various universities and colleges as we're trying to secure those this spring.
Can you share with us where you are going next, who the next teams are that you will be selling and buying tickets for?
Absolutely. This past year, we were operating for just Clemson fans, and now we're taking the show on the road, and so we will be operating Bandwagon at every school in the Power Five conferences. So that is the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the SEC, and the Pac-12.
And are we talking just football, or are you branching into other sports as well?
Well, we're doing a lot of learning right now. So we started out with football being the main focus, just because the way that the schedule sets up, the games are always on Saturdays, and there's only 6 to 7 home games per year per team. It's really, really clear on how you get people to the stadium. We are venturing into college basketball, which we're trying out in the spring of 2017, but that's one of those things where we're still learning. With games being on Tuesday nights and Thursday afternoons, it's harder to understand what the demographic of the fan demand is. Obviously, in a basketball stadium, sun and shade doesn't matter, so maybe it's concessions in close proximity to the restrooms.
And what would you say has been your biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge that we've had so far has been gaining the partnerships with the schools directly. A lot of them are entrenched in these monopolistic type contracts with the likes of StubHub or Ticketmaster. So with our platform, we actually would work with them to integrate into their platform so that they have 100% of the visibility of who shows up on game day, which will allow them to directly market to those fans as potential booster club members, help them understand the preferences and demographics of the fans, as well as being able to cater to their needs inside the stadium to increase their day of game revenue.
Harold, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to share your story.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Harold Hughes is founder and CEO of Bandwagon. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, and we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.